This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of the USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and if you'd like to contact her, you can go to usaprepares.com. Click on the instructors tab. You'll see her there, and you can click the link, and it'll take you right to her Facebook page. That's an easy way to do it. Gwyneth, we're talking about homeschooling, and we're talking about the public training camp where most children attend. And when our son decided that he wanted to go, for the very first time, he wanted to go to the public training camp, we said, okay, that's what you want to do? Sure. You're old enough to make that decision. So he went as a freshman to the local high school in the state of Missouri. And, yes, the teachers did the same kind of thing you're talking about, asked him leading questions. And he had been homeschooled long enough that, you know, he could handle himself. And in terms of being bullied by the others, you know, he was a farm boy and he didn't have a girlfriend. And so they teased him and called him a pansy and all kinds of things and shoved him around. And that was okay because that was his rite of passage, I guess. And we had sent him to karate classes, Okinawan Shōinryū, for 5 years. And he competed in the state tournaments, and he took first place. He competed in the regionals of 6 states, and he took first place. And then he went to the national competition where he took third place. So we weren't concerned about, you know, him being roughed up. And he literally had to use those skills that he learned when he went to public school.
How many noses did he have to break before they realized that, maybe picking on him was not a good idea?
Well, he didn't break any noses. And now our other son, I can't say the same thing for. Our other son went to karate classes along, you know, all three of our children went to karate classes. And so one of our sons has broken two noses. So but literally, I'm not exaggerating. He's done that. People picked on him, and he'll say, "You've got 2 seconds to take that back." One, two, bang! It was as simple as that. it counts quickly, Our son was in the public training camp, and the teachers are trying to figure out who these newcomers are to the village. You know, who are they? They're from Virginia. We're in Missouri. And, you know, just who are they? They have no visible means of support. What does that guy do? So they would ask our son. They would say, "So what does your dad do?" And he would say, "We don't talk about it."
You know something, for the average import from Virginia, and it was kind of somewhere near around Langley, wasn't it? in that general neighborhood. Yeah, that would normally be enough, I think, in the United States for the kids to say, "Oh, I don't talk about what my dad does." Right. But, you know, we've just moved from Virginia. What part of Virginia, Langley? I think that would make enough. I think that would be enough to make most school teachers say, "Oh, I'm going to drop this line of questioning right now." Any teacher well, with half a brain, any human being with half a brain, you know, that would be a totally reasonable response. But I'll bet they didn't do that, did they?
No, they would have different. They would have different teachers.
Because these are not normal human beings. School teachers are not normal humans.
Different teachers. Yeah, I guess they'd meet in the teacher's room or the teacher's lounge, and they'd say, "I didn't get anywhere with that, you know, with that Finelli kit. Maybe you can try." And you know, the principal, the superintendent, they all were interested in what we did. They really were, and they were never able to determine what we do. But they were afraid of us. They're afraid of us.
That's right.
It came to the drug testing situation. So our son said, you know, they're going to have drug testing, and I was very concerned about that. They call your child out by some random system. They say it's absolutely nonsense. They pick the children who will test negatively for drug testing because they don't want the school to have a bad reputation for, you know, of all the people that have been tested for drugs, you know, a third of them test positively. So they don't want that. So they choose the ones who they are sure will test negatively, meaning no drugs in their system. So our child thought that this is going to be a problem, and I thought it was too. So I met with the superintendent of the school system, and I said very simply, "You will not test our son for drugs without me or my wife or both of us being present. You will not do it because he's a minor. He's a minor, and you will not do it." And you know they respected that. Well, I don't know if they respected it, but they honored that demand.
He's a minor, and they're subjecting him to a medical procedure without your knowledge or consent. Mm-hmm. And not only that, it's a violation of his rights of habeas corpus. Mm-hmm. You've got the right to refuse to incriminate yourself. And you say, "Oh, well, I don't use drugs." But you don't understand, they can spike the test. If they really want to get you, they can spike the test. They can disrupt the chain of evidence and, oops, there's somebody, they can contaminate the evidence. And, you know, that's the hardest thing in the world to prove.
Yeah, but the
really,
sad thing.
It really is.
The
it's,
sad
it's
thing
tragic,
about this.
It's terrible, but these people are so underhanded and so evil that they actually would do that.
Mm-hmm.
They really, truly are. And I do not trust them 1 ounce.
My contention was, what about that? What about false positives? So let's say a child is having a medical procedure or under the care of a medical professional and is on some kind of a prescription medicine. Okay, and all of a sudden a child is called in for urinating in a cup. Okay, and then what happens? They do a quick test there, and if it tests positive, they just want to make sure, so they send off that sample to the lab. And where's the lab? I don't know. Why don't I know? Because the school couldn't tell me. Why? Because the school didn't know where the lab was and who was in charge of it, or
the chain of evidence there. That's
right,
the disruption
right.
of the chain of evidence right there.
Well, so we went to a meeting. And about this, as a matter of fact, Mrs. Finelli and I were on the drug testing committee. They thought, before they figured out what our position was, they put us on the committee. Then what they did was they changed our address. And they invited us to, you know, the subsequent meetings. Except they mailed it to a different address in a different town.
Oh,
yes, and we never got the invitations. So when I figured out what they were doing, we just showed up at the meetings. But what I'm saying is these kinds of things are pushed on the public. The public is, we'll call it lied to. The system misrepresents what's actually happening. Who's paying for all this drug testing? Or is it a grant? Or is the school system saying, you know, instead of buying books, we'll pay for drug
generally.
Testing? So
that's a grant.
There are a lot. That's exactly right. And where does that come from? Washington, D.C. That's where that comes from. So we decided that we were going to fight it, but we couldn't because we were the only ones of all the families that showed up to these meetings. We stood out like a sore thumb because we were the only ones who did not want drug testing. I said, okay, first of all, before there's any drug testing, how about, is there really a problem? Is there a problem that you're trying to solve? And if so, what is it? And they couldn't answer that. And then I said, okay, so before you do this drug testing, and before children are labeled as drug users by false positives, okay, so a child urinates in a cup, it comes back positive, teacher goes, oh my, Susie tested positively for drugs. And of course, that goes into the teacher's lounge, and did you know that Susie tested positively? Oh my. And that gets spread around the teachers, so they all know that Susie tested positively. Now Susie is labeled as a drug user, and it may be a false positive reading. So yeah. I was adamant about this, and I tried to explain this to those ignorant teachers and ignorant parents who could not understand this.
Yeah.
So we were going to deploy drug testing for a problem they couldn't even say actually exists. And I looked like a fool to many of these people. Like, who is this guy from Virginia who's going against all of those teachers and the superintendent and the principals who obviously are so learned that they know the answers. They know what's right for our and best for our children. And besides, now school policy says if you want to be on the baseball team, the football team, the tennis team, if you want to park in the school parking lot, if you want to be in Future Farmers of America, which is a club, you can only do that if you submit to drug testing.
It's like this, okay? You know, I was mentioning earlier, by the way, I'd like to sort of state here, in case the Victorian Child Protection Department and the Victorian Department of Education get too smug in thinking, well, the Victorian justice system is, or even the Australian justice system is so rigged they're going to decide in our favour. These court cases are not necessarily going to be brought in the Australian courts. Okay.
Yeah, I think
because
they heard you loud and clear.
There are other courts. There are other courts on this earth that will hear such cases, and whose laws they have breached, and who are perfectly entitled to hear international cases.
Hold that thought. Hold
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. And Gwyneth, you know, if we had a little more support when we go against the big bad system, it would be helpful. But when we're all alone and people laugh at you, it's a lot tougher. And you know, people literally said that we were not being fair to our children when we homeschooled them, that they wouldn't be able to socialize properly, as we discussed during hour number one. And, you know, my response to that was very simple. Why? Meaning, if you don't send your children to the public training camp, how are they going to learn how to get along with rough children? You know, how are they going to get along in society?
Well, I think we already have that one.
Yeah, and my response was, why would I want my children to associate with thugs? Why?
Yeah.
Why? So they can learn how to be thugs? Is that what I want to do? Absolutely not. So my response was, exactly that. Why would I want them to associate with thugs? And they said, well, how are they going to defend themselves in society? And I said, well,
they learn martial arts.
That's right.
And that's exactly what my children have done. Because we live pretty well in the middle of nowhere, there wasn't a martial arts dojo for them to learn from. But what my sons went and did was they felt that there was a need for them to learn hand-to-hand combat. So they went on to YouTube and they watched YouTube videos about mixed martial arts and hand-to-hand combat. And how to fight using various weapons, you know. And you know something? they would then go out and they would, you know, go in some area where there was soft sand on the farm, and they would practice. And do you know something? My son got so good at this, and he taught his brother as well, of how to do this, of how to use mixed martial arts, that, you know, I think that anybody who wanted to lure him into a fight would be extremely foolish to do so, mm-hmm. because he would win. So in other words, not only does he have an IQ of about 145, he also is a pretty good mixed martial arts fighter, and he's a chess player who thinks 5, 6, and 7 moves ahead in a chess game. I think he's going to be all right. And he's starting, in America they would call it freshman high school year. Here they call it year 11, you know, which is the second to last year of high school. He wants to graduate high school, but he's not going to do so at the high school down the road. He has chosen to go to another high school. But my younger son is not being enrolled at the high school down the road this year for the above, you know, mentioned reasons, because mm-hmm. they're endangering my children. Mm-hmm. And incidentally, what you were saying about drug use, okay, I mentioned that my oldest son was medically diagnosed with particular medical conditions which could be directly traced through hundreds of scientific studies back to the fact that I was traumatized during the final two trimesters of my pregnancy with him. There's a McGill University study out there. It's called Project Ice Storm. If you go on to your favorite search engine and just type in McGill Project Ice Storm, you'll get some idea of what I'm talking about, and we'll be able to verify that there are, in fact, hundreds of research studies about the effects of into adolescence of children whose mothers were traumatized during pregnancy. And
yeah,
so,
I just looked it up. There it is.
There it is, right? And
yes.
You'll see some of the pathologies that emerge in adolescence, and they're all there, aren't they, Vincent? Hundreds of them.
Just type in
hundreds
McGill.
Of studies.
MC. Here's what
Project
I did. MC.
Ice Storm McGill.
Yeah, MCGILL, Project Ice Storm. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table. And work on a computer, I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. And Gwyneth, you know, almost anybody can homeschool his or her children. It takes dedication. It takes effort. It's a lot more difficult than watching a movie. It's a lot more difficult than watching a situation comedy on television. However, it's infinitely more rewarding. And I'll just give you an example. So our son, the one I described as going to preschool, and the one that decided that he wanted to, after being homeschooled from kindergarten through grade 9 by his mom and me, I decided he wanted to go to high school. Then he ultimately went to college right after high school and decided he wanted to be a farmer. Well, it takes discipline to be a farmer. So here he is. He's got a 4-year degree in agriculture. He studied hard and, you know, did all the things he was supposed to. Worked 15 hours a week minimum while he was at the university. And I'm talking about outside of his classwork. And he literally raises cattle on our farm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so that means he has to get up early in the morning. He gets out when it's freezing cold. He feeds the cows. He gives them shots. He pulls calves when, you know, the mama cows are having trouble delivering. He does things that a veterinarian might do, some of the things. And he is responsible for his own actions. If he doesn't do it, it doesn't get done. There's nobody to blame except himself. There's no one pushing him. He drives himself to the things that he needs to do, meaning he sets a schedule, he takes notes, he uses a computer for charts and graphs and statistics and, you know, weights, and he looks on the internet for when the best time to sell calves and cows is, what are the best grasses. He decides what additional education he wants. He uses the internet for additional training. He goes to seminars. That's what he does. And he is a self-starter. Now, that is one of the traits that I believe is an outcome of homeschooling, becoming a self-starter. What do you think?
I would absolutely agree, you know. My children were actually homeschooled for many years when they were younger. And when we first arrived here, it was around about, about 18 months or 2 years after we arrived here on this farm, until we put them into the public training camp, because I didn't want to do that at that time, because I was totally traumatized myself, and my children had been traumatized by being basically harassed by a pedophile cartel. Okay, and to, you know, we had to get ourselves together. We had to have a degree of recovery. And then it got to a stage where my children, once again, like your children, said, "Mum, we want to go to school. We want to meet other children in the district. We need to do so, and so can you enroll us in the school?" And initially I was reluctant, and then I thought, well, I think that the time has come to do that. So I enrolled them in the I actually took a look at the school that they now attend. And I said, no, I don't want them to ever go to that school. And so I sent them to a primary school in the other town, okay, which is 40 kilometres away instead of the one that's 20 kilometres away. But, you know, something, they had a really good time in the primary school there for their last couple of years of primary education, because it was a small country primary school and the teacher and the headmaster weren't psychopaths, okay? But this one down the road, 20 k's in the other direction, most of the teachers are absolutely fine, except for about 4 or 5 teachers at the top who happen to run the show, who are, I would say, pretty well social justice warrior, communistic psychopaths, is the only way I could possibly describe them. Okay, and that's why I don't want to send my children to that school. And because they have the, you know, child protection workers attend the school 2 and 3 days a week, every week of the year. Okay, now why is there a need for that? When you were a computer consultant going in and helping out the local high school, you were attending there 2 and 3 days a week, right? Because
More.
That means when you do that, you practically have an office there. Well, the child protection workers practically have an office in the same way that you practically had an office in that school.
Yeah. You know, I was
except there's a big difference between a tech worker and a child protection worker.
Yeah, well, you know, you're actually right. When I was consulting, everybody knew who I was. The students knew who I was. The teachers knew who I was. The principals knew. The school board, they all knew. They all knew because I spent, you know, so much time there. You're absolutely right. And I didn't have an office per se, but yeah, I really did because I was I just picked where I wanted to be, and I made that my office. And, you know,
well,
I had computers in it. Yeah, I had lots of servers and computers in it, but that's where I, you know, I got a desk, and that's where when people wanted to
see
me.
They don't actually have an office, you know, but they might as well. If you give somebody who attends a school regularly and they have a particular task, so it's like like the school saying, well, okay, we're going to employ a carpenter and we're going to supply him with wooden nails. What do you think he's going to do? He's going to find a way to use the wood and use the nails.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to make work for themselves, which in this particular school is going to involve somehow them busting up families. And that's a bad result.
Let me share with you a statistic that is absolutely unbelievable, and I just verified it. Now, I knew this when I lived in Virginia. Now, so this is absolutely shocking. You know, we have, let's say, a county school system, and in that county there may be an elementary school, a middle school, and a high school. And there will be a principal of each one of those schools, elementary, mid, and high school. And there may actually be several elementary schools in the county, depending on the number of the geographical area of the county. So you could have multiple elementary schools, multiple middle schools, and multiple high schools in the same county. And they all report, those principals report up the chain to a county superintendent of schools, of public training. And the number I'm going to tell you is shocking. So what is the average term, length of employment, of a superintendent of schools in the United States? Well, I learned that back in the 1990s, the early 1990s, that school superintendents only survive about 3 years. 3 years.
Wow.
Let me say that a different way. They only survive 3 years. And each superintendent wants the same thing. He or she wants to build a school. They want to be known as the guy or gal that built that school. Well, those building of schools nearly bankrupts the county. Because now we're talking about, we built a school, it was $6 million. Which was the lowest cost any school around had ever built
for. That's like $2 million a year. In school construction.
Right. For while that person was there. And right after we built that school, the superintendent was gone. Now, I know this guy. He's a friend of mine. And he became state superintendent in the Commonwealth of Virginia. But he told me that the average tenure was 3 years. During this broadcast, I looked it up. I went to the internet. And I typed in average term of a school superintendent. And here's what it says.
3 years.
School district superintendent is largely a short-term job. The typical superintendent has been on the job 3 to 4 years.
Wow. That's amazing.
So,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and that's because there are so many mistakes that are made. I believe, that they get out of Dodge. They do their damage, and they get out of Dodge, and they switch. And the school board say, wow, that guy we got now, we got to get rid of him. He's done so much damage.
Yeah.
So they get a new guy to do new damage. So they figure the devil they don't know is better than their devil. Now, I'm not saying that my friend did a bad job. He was absolutely phenomenal. He was really, really good. He literally allowed me to teach computer science without reporting to a principal in a high school. He literally gave me the largest room in the school district to teach my class. It was huge. It was the size of a gymnasium. He allowed me the freedom to teach my way. I wrote the curriculum. I taught my way. I even had my students wear uniforms in public school to my class. I said, if you want to be in my class, you have to wear a uniform. You can't come looking to my class sloppy because it distracts me. And if I'm distracted, I won't be able to teach. And I told the parents that. I told the parents that if their child is disruptive, I'll throw them out. If their child is late for class, I will lock them out of class.
Yep.
If their child steals something, they will be prosecuted. And their child must behave properly in school and out of school at all times, or they're out of my class. And I had the parents sign a contract to that effect. And it worked.
Yep.
It absolutely worked.
Yeah.
Unheard of.
Are we heading
in
into
United
the
States
last segment?
We are. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
It's gonna be sliding.
But I know every winter today is hot.
Last day, God, you're
take my when you go to the DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, quick announcement. There's a conference March 8th and 9th in West Plains, Missouri. It's a two-day regional conference. It's bringing back the American small farm. Bringing back the American small farm, March 8th and 9th. I plan to be there, and you can go to usapreparis.com, and you'll see a post that talks more about it. Joel Salatin will be there. Joel Salatin, a brilliant farmer from Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia. I plan on being there, and you may want to attend as well. So the website, AmericanSmallFarm.com. AmericanSmallFarm.com. Gwyneth, did you have some comments that you wanted to make in the final segment?
Okay. You know, I would just like to say that, you know, we have to really, really take this issue seriously because this is the future of our whole country. Okay, and what we're seeing here is a microcosm, a little universe of a problem that is much, much, much bigger. And I believe that the primary thing at this time through secondary colleges or high schools, such as my children have been attending, is to teach people how to live in a communist regime. And that's not a good thing to be teaching. Okay? And it's teaching the parents that we are going to dominate you and you have to toe our line. And when that involves things like, you know, the school chaplain being a pagan and, for instance, having the students at the high school make voodoo drums as a recreational activity. I kid you not, this goes on at the high school down the road, the same high school. Can you believe that? That's just one example. And to have them learning about the religion of peace and being told that it's a good thing. You know, and that if you buck that particular system, that you know, that it's you know, not acceptable because it's not politically correct. This is their words, which is actually a communist term. Okay, it's a long string of behaviors and things. I'm astounded. Have they looked at what Haiti looks like, which is, you know, the home in the west of the Djembe, which is the home of voodoo? Have they looked what it looks like? And they're having the high school students making voodoo Djembe drums. The college chaplain, he never mentions God. He never mentions Jesus. He goes on in the school newsletter about how wonderful the college vegetable garden is. And I asked my children one day, do you ever get to see any of the produce from the vegetable garden? And they said, nah. And I said, you're kidding. Really? What's even the point of having it? What do they do with the produce? Oh, I don't know. You know? It's just, you know, these are small things, but they're not small things. They're important, you know? It's offensive to me.
You would think that the school that can't get enough backpack padding. They're looking for ways of having parents say, wow, what a great school we have. You would think that they would have like a luncheon with the produce from the garden. Say, look what we've did.
No.
Gwyneth, it's always delightful broadcasting with you. I can't wait till we do it again. Boy, it'd be great to have you as a neighbor. No kidding. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thank you, Gwyneth. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.